are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you.
As we broadcast live from Philadelphia, and welcome to another exciting and inspirational episode of the Up to Me Magazine Show. Today, we are blessed to have with us Christian artists and songwriters, the Thomas Sisters, Teresa and Tiffany, to talk with us about their latest EP album, Love Chase Me, with their latest single release, I See You. I'm your host, Gabby G, and if you're new to the program, my mother used to call me Gabby Gale as a little girl because I was born with a gift of gab, a trait that both my husband and son can each attest to. But I say that's okay because I believe that one's greatest weakness is also one's greatest gift. So if you like to talk a lot like me or you're just a great listener, please join me in my virtual Gabby G Cafe and be inspired along with me as I introduce to you each morning another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. Each week, I will welcome our guest and invite you to join me in conversations on various topics that relate to our journeys in awakening and living in our life purpose. I'm blessed and humbled to be a part of this Christ-led team, and I do not take this opportunity to serve as your host for granted. Here at Up to Me Magazine, we love to encourage and empower each other to be the best that we can be. So this program is truly meant to be a platform of voices to be heard and expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. In addition, we also love to support our local and regional communities and charitable nonprofit organizations. This week, our focus is on Philabundance. Philabundance was created in 1984 with the simple belief that no man, woman, or child should go hungry. They seek to drive hunger from our communities today and end hunger forever. If you would like more information or wish to donate to this worthwhile organization, please visit their website at www.philabundance.org or call 215-339-0900. Also, a special shout out to Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band for creating our theme song, Wake Up. You can hear the song in its entirety at the close of our show, and if you like it, you can purchase the song for just 99 cents through cdbaby.com or simply purchase through our website at Up to Me Radio. We are pleased to announce that Up to Me Radio is now on Google Play Music as well as Stitcher and iTunes. Join our nearly 1 million listeners in uploading any one of these apps on your mobile or Android devices. Up to Me Radio can also be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. In addition, look for our latest feature of Up to Me Magazine. You can purchase a subscription by going to www.up2memagazine.com. Well, I am about to seriously date myself here when I tell you that when I was growing up, I was singing and dancing to many of the musical groups and idols found in teen magazines and record albums like the Osmond Brothers, the Jackson 5, Donnie and Marie, and the Carpenters. Every week, our family watched family-friendly shows like The Ed Sullivan Show, Bonanza, and The Lawrence Welk Show, starring the Lennon Sisters. In the years and eras that followed, though, it seems like the family singers and entertainment-style groups took a backseat to other more emerging but no less talented groups and forms of music. But lately, though, with the great invention of the iPhone and iPods and iTunes, we have the ability to create our own personal playlist of music, and I found myself choosing a few of those oldie songs from my own youth, like the sister and brother duo of Richard and Karen Carpenter, just for a little bit of fun nostalgia. I kind of miss those days of clean entertainment and family groups, so you can imagine my delight when I was introduced to the music of my co-stars this week in the seasoned and talented Christian Sister team, making headlines and turning heads of the music industries across the country. They may have recently just released their first single, I See You, from their all-original music EP, Love Chase Me, but they have been impacting communities with their anointed music ministry and warm, vibrant personality for many years. Averaging over 60 events per year, they have co-ministered with and opened for Christian artists, American Idol finalists Danny Gokey and Phil Stacey, as well as Benja, Jars of Clay, and many others. Whether sharing their music in an intimate ministry setting, singing our national anthem or ESPN, leading worship, or performing in concert for tens of thousands at conventions, conferences, these anointed sisters have an undeniable gift of touching the hearts of all those who hear them. In addition, they have a BA in Biblical Studies and serve as co-worship and small group leaders at their parents' church in Palm Coast, Florida. Please help give me a very warm and virtual welcome to the amazing Thomas sisters, Teresa and Tiffany. Good morning, Teresa and Tiffany.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for being here. I know you have such a busy schedule.
Yes, it's been a crazy week, but I'm glad we finally were able to work something out. We're so excited and privileged. We cannot wait to just talk with you this morning.
Well, I know that the two of you are already well-seasoned in your music and your various ministries, but you're new to us. So would you please introduce yourselves to our listeners and then tell us about your family and your early journey?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I don't know if you'll all be able to distinct our voices for sure, but I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Teresa.
Our last name is Thomas, so hence the Thomas sisters. our dad is a pastor at a church in a town called Palm Coast in Florida. Palm Coast is in between Daytona and St. Augustine. It's a little retirement town that actually has been booming lately. And we now have like a really popular beach called Flagler Beach. So it's been a great place. We've been there for almost 18 years.
18 years.
Wow.
And prior to that, we were in Clearwater. But our dad's been pastoring for the past 18 years, which is why we moved there. Our mom is the church administrator, secretary. She's also a vocals coach. And she plays keyboard and sings with us on the worship team as well. I started leading worship. About 13 and a half years ago. And then Teresa started
three years after that.
10, 11 years ago. So we've been leading worship together for a while, and then we've been singing as the Thomas sisters for about 5 years, I believe. And finally came out with our first album last year. All in God's timing, of course.
That's amazing. So you said that your mother also plays. Does she sing with you as well?
She does.
She does, yes.
Yeah, our parents met in band. So my dad was a professional drummer for many years. My mom, she worked in radio and then one day decided to audition to be a singer for his band, and he loved her. And so,
I guess
a cute little story. But, yeah, so both my parents actually sing as well.
That's amazing. Do you sing as a family at all, outside of church?
We do, but it's usually more like Christmas specials.
Really?
We'll do some stuff a cappella around Christmas or Easter, like more so like holiday specials. We'll do like a song or two or medleys.
That sounds like a national television show. The Thomas Sisters Christmas Family Special.
I like the way you
Variety Hour. Oh my gosh. That would be so awesome.
Well, you ladies
are too young to remember probably like the Bing Crosby Christmas specials I used to watch and the Andy Williams special and stuff. But that's actually where the Osmond Brothers were discovered off of the Andy Williams show. But they would always bring on family groups and things like that. So you guys sound like a perfect setup for something like that for today or have your own variety show and invite them to come and sing. That would be amazing, a Christmas special by the Thomas sisters. I love that. Well, that's just awesome. So who gets top billing out of you two?
I'd like I'm to just putting it out me, there. But we're pretty even.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing you. You know, Teresa, and so are you twins?
No, I'm 24 and Tiffany's 27, and we're so 3 years and 9 days to be exact. But everybody asks that.
Do they? Well, you do look so much alike.
We do, and like we actually worked together at a gym for almost 3 years. So when I worked there first, and then when Teresa started working there, people got mad because they would talk to her thinking she was me,
and I had no idea what they were talking about.
So people confuse us a lot. So we've started doing our hair differently. Teresa's gone shorter and blonder. And my hair's a little longer, and I went auburn for a while, but it's kind of faded. So right now it's just kind of brown with a little bit of highlight.
But still, we spend so much time together that we end up
talking. answering at the same time.
Wow. It's like that twin thing going on. But
yeah,
that happens a lot with twins. You finish each other's sentences, that kind of thing. Well,
yes,
I can imagine. And that has happened to me, actually, with my sisters. I have 9 sisters and brothers, but I have one sister, Malia, and she and I look alike, but she's 5 years older than I am. But once I was in the grocery store, and someone came up to me and was like, "Oh, my gosh, how are you? How are your boys?" And at that time, I didn't even have any children. And I said, "Oh, I don't have any children." They're looking at me like I had 2 heads. "What do you mean?" I said, after a while, I figured out, a couple minutes, I said, "Oh, you think I'm my sister." So I understand. That little concept there. But it's so funny, isn't it?
Yes. I'm like, I see that definitely happening in our future.
Well, when did you realize that you could sing and play instruments and that you could do it together? Was it something that, because you come from a musical family, you just always sang, and so it was second nature to you? Or when did you realize you really had a gift to perform?
I would say it is something we were both kind of born with it. So, I mean, as I said, we were raised in a musical family, and so we were always around music and always singing. Tiffany, started realizing that maybe I had a gift and I wanted to be a singer when I was pretty young. Like I recorded a CD with a friend at a summer camp when I was 6. I did a lot of musical stuff, and Teresa, she did more songwriting. I really wanted to be a Christian artist, and she wanted to either be a missionary or do a lot of songwriting. She was always writing. So when did we start really together? Probably when we started leading worship together, that kind of really got us like, hey, you know, we might have a thing going here. We might have a gift here in this, and maybe we should try to pursue that. And it kind of just wasn't even really something we actively talked about. It's just something God started opening doors, and it started happening. She started playing, you can tell them about playing guitar.
So I started playing guitar about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What? And yeah, I haven't been playing for that long.
She played a lot of other stuff. She played violin.
I played violin, and our parents always instilled in us to learn piano and keep that as a foundation. And as I was learning guitar, I realized that that was something really good to have because it's so similar.
Music theory.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been doing that and then slowly teaching as I've been continuing to learn, and I've been teaching other children in our church as well how to play guitar.
I started playing piano when I was a little girl. I took like lessons, just a few lessons, but I mostly played by ear. So I taught myself how to play piano. And then when I was in high school, we lost our worship leader, our keyboard player, actually, at our church. And so my dad, he was just like praying, like, what are we going to do? We don't have anybody to play piano. And God was like, yeah, you do, under your roof. So I was 14, and it was basically like,
yeah,
I didn't really have much of a choice. He was like, you need to play piano. So I kind of took some crash courses in music theory, and I've been playing ever since.
Okay, you guys are really blowing my mind here because you say it so naturally. Like, well, I just decided to play guitar, and I play violin, and I'm just going to take a crash course in music theory. It blows my mind because only if you have a gift can you just casually decide to do those things and then excel at it, because I have no instrumental musical ability whatsoever. I can't draw. I'm bad at math. So I have tried.
We can't draw. When we
I can hear music and I can match my voice to a key on the piano because I have a musical theater background, but I can carry a tune and I can, you know, sing for a show, but it's different, like the Broadway type of tunes to the type of singing that you're talking about, and also your natural songwriting abilities. I mean, that's just a natural gift. And so it just makes me laugh to say, well, yeah, well, I just picked up the violin, and you can't just pick up a violin or hurry up and learn the piano unless you have a natural gift. So I just wanted to make sure that I pointed that out to our listening audiences, because and there's so many people that have that gift. It's something that eludes me, that fascinates me with other people like yourselves who can do that and just pick up an instrument and learn it, or play by ear, or teach themselves by ear. So I'm always enamored by that, because I don't have that gift. I can talk.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
We don't have that gift. I mean, we can talk, but not like you.
Oh my goodness. Well, I just think you guys are amazing. You know, I just wanted to highlight that about you, because you say it casually, but I really feel like it's just an amazing gift that you have, and it's a calling as well from the Lord. And so I was going to ask you what talent you each bring individually. Was it Teresa, you're the one that does a lot of the songwriting? That was your first love?
I do. I started songwriting. It was actually for a competition in probably 2011 or before that, maybe 2009.
Yeah, it was 2009.
And that's, I had already been songwriting prior to that, but I finally decided I don't really want to do the female vocal solo anymore. I just felt more comfortable instead of singing a song. I felt comfortable just sharing my music. So that's really where I started to continue doing that and just building that craft as well, and finding in my Bible study that the Lord would just speak to me through his scriptures. And then I would just pick up my guitar or pick up my violin and just start writing all those lyrics. So
it's like a download from the Lord.
Yes.
That's
absolutely
amazing. I think that's amazing. So how do you create a song? I've always been curious about this, because there's so many amazing songs out there that I love, and I'm just always amazed at how you can sit, because the language of songwriting, it's a language. It's the craft and the art of songwriting is a language. The music, how you create the music bars and the notes and stuff like that. So just being able to hear the music in your head and be able to write it down and then play it out and then sing it to me, is that a difficult process?
Sometimes, normally it starts out pretty easy, and then
you
get writer's block.
Actually,
we're in the songwriting process for our next album, hopefully, and
we're both stuck. We haven't finished a song in a while. We have like
multiple half songs.
Yeah, or almost finished songs.
So sometimes it starts out really quickly and we can finish a song in 30 minutes. I've done that.
Wow.
Sometimes it takes a month. So it just really depends.
Well, maybe you have other experiences to add to it to finish the song. Does that make sense?
And that's true. You know, you never know what will happen that will
trigger it.
Like, trigger it. Exactly. I wrote my first song I really wrote was actually a love song, and it was after a summer of reading Nicholas Sparks books. It was when I was in Bible college, and we had been doing so much, like we were studying Greek, we were studying Hebrew, we were like just overload in biblical studies. And so one summer, I had a very short summer break, And I was like, I just want to read something that's not going to be, you know, I'm not going to overthink. So I read 7 Nicholas Sparks books. And then I wrote this song. It's called, what is it called? Will You Love Me? I'm like, what's it called? And that was like the first song I wrote. And I wrote it actually pretty quickly, but it was just inspired by a summer of reading kind of romantic novels. And I wrote it at Tropical Smoothie. Most of it was written while sitting and having a smoothie.
You know that Lincoln wrote the Gettysburg Address on a train on a paper bag?
My dad told me that. My dad's a history buff.
I am too. I love history. But isn't that amazing? Yeah. Like you're saying, you're at the smoothie place. You can be inspired anywhere you go, any place. That's amazing. Well, since you mentioned it, and I just love that you guys, not only are you creative and talented, but you're smart too. And you both have bachelor degrees in biblical studies. Is that for each of you?
Yes, ma'am.
So
and
that's
we
just amazing.
We got to graduate together, but I like to clarify, I am 3 years older, but we graduated together, but it's not because it took me forever. I went to a Daytona State College for 2 years because I was coaching high school basketball all the time, so I kind of took my time, and I did music and got my AA in teaching there as well.
Wow.
So then we both transferred together to Bible college.
That's so amazing. You have those sincere hearts for the Lord, and that you chose, like, because you could have chosen to get a communications degree, which is something that is an amazing degree as well. I mean, any other kind of, you know, musical degree, but you chose a biblical degree. Why did you to decide to choose a biblical degree?
To us, it wasn't really even a huge decision. We both kind of just felt like that's what we needed to do at the time. A college, it's the school we went to is based out of California, but we went to a campus that was only 30 miles from our house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a big mega church in the area. And we were able to intern under some incredible worship leaders and some incredible people. So we really did it for the worship leading aspect more so than like the pastoral aspect of it. We really just wanted to have a better foundation for, you know, leading people
and really,
to the Lord and have a greater understanding for our music in general. And we learned a lot together.
That's so amazing. And I think what is special about the two of you is that not only are you great, do you create great songs and you have incredible talent and you entertain, but you also I feel like your team is a ministry of sorts as well. So because of that, and you really do like to incorporate your biblical knowledge through your songs and messages that you want to convey to everyone. And so you choose to have your songs become, have a strong purpose behind it, a biblical purpose. I think that's why you're going to do well in this world, because it's not about you and in your gift, but it's about how you can utilize your gift for others. On that note, I'm really excited to introduce one of your songs, your latest release. It's called I See You, and I want to introduce it now to our listeners. And so let's go ahead and take a listen to their latest single called I See You.
Shining bright, and I see.
That is such a beautiful song, ladies. Where did your inspiration come from for this song?
I think I See You was, it was actually the last song we wrote for the album. And it was one of those, if you've listened to Love Chased Me at all, that song is about
yes.
God, you know, just relentlessly loving you, relentlessly, like, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, I love you, I'm there for you. And I See You was actually kind of the prelude for that. So it was like God's perspective. And I basically just had a melody in my head, actually. And I sat down at the piano, and it just kind of, it was one of those songs I wrote quickly. It was just, it flowed. And it was like a download from God. So, and I love that there's actually two songs on the album that are written from God's perspective. So I See You and Sing to Me. And I just, sometimes it's harder for people, like they're like, wait, are you guys singing to each other? Like we've had some weird questions. But I'm like, no,
that's
that
awesome.
It's a song about God's, you know, God's love for you. And we actually, it was based out of Isaiah 41:10, which says, I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. So that's I See You.
No one can snatch you from the palm of my hand. I just love that. In fact, that's what I was thinking
exactly.
as I was listening to that, how you use your biblical knowledge. And because I was thinking of all these different Bible verses that says that I will love you unconditionally, no matter, you know, what you do. I'm always here for you. No one can snatch you from the palm of my hand. I think that is in Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
Romans. There's so many different biblical truths throughout that song. And so I feel like it's a love letter, actually, of sorts from the Lord. Something that
definitely.
Makes me kind of sad is that I think too often he gets kind of blamed for the bad things that happen in our lives or poor decisions that we make. And then when they don't turn out, we get mad. And I feel like it's a revelation and even a comfort in knowing that he sees us as we are in all circumstances. And he loves us so unconditionally. And if we can really embrace that and understand that, I think we would live our lives a whole lot more free.
Amen. Yeah, I agree.
Or freer in that, but I love that song for that reason. That's why I chose it. And I wish that we had time in a show to play like your entire album because I would. but that to me really spoke to me. I See You because he does see us and he loves us anyway, you know, in spite of ourselves. So
exactly.
That's such a it's such a great song. But
thank you.
So I'm going to hold that note because we're going to take a very short station break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your new record label.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We want to thank today's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, a new uplifting and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalist, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn. Less stuff, more meaningful life. And an up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels, and so much more. So get your subscription today at uptomemagazine.com. That's up2magazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
And we're back, and if you're just joining us, we are talking with Teresa and Tiffany Thomas, Christian music artists and songwriters. And if you would like to call in and make a comment or you have a question for Teresa and Tiffany, please call us at 347-324-5246 and press the number 1. Well, we're back, and so I wanted to talk about your new record label. Please tell us how you met TJ Cates and Jill Santibanez of Nashville Entertainment Weekly Records.
Yeah, we met them a year and a half ago, I think, through mutual friends. And it wasn't even supposed to be one of those things where we were going to meet them. One of our friends had an interview with them for their show, Nashville Entertainment Weekly. And our other friend, Kim Strum, actually was like, talked to them and said, you know, I have these two Christian artists here. They're up from Florida, just visiting. Is it okay if they come along? And they're like, yeah, sure. So we met and ended up hanging out like for hours. We went from a restaurant down and got cupcakes together. It was my mother's birthday. So we just spent like the rest of the evening together and really hit it off and had a great time. And so when we came back in town, we were really getting serious about moving up to Nashville. We contacted them, and we were contacting them for like management purposes. And then when we sat down, we ended up signing a record deal with them. So we signed in February, and they have been, they're just great people. We really, we love their heart, they're hard workers. And it's been great to have people who are promoting us, you know, and standing behind our album. So we just, we love being with them.
They are fabulous. We had them on a couple of weeks ago, and I so enjoyed my time with them. And you're right. You know what? Not only are you getting an integral company, because they really are about their integrity. That's what I liked about them and love about them. And but they're also amazing people individually and together. They're just amazing people.
They really are.
Yep. They know their stuff. That's for one thing.
Thank
so you're in good hands professionally, but you're also in amazing hands on a personal level, because they'll take care of you. They are one thing I really, it spoke to me about them is how they protect their artists. You definitely have, they definitely have your best interests at heart when you're represented by them. Their names again are TJ Cates and Jill Santibanez of Nashville Entertainment Weekly Records. I just want to give them a little bit of a shout out because you're in good hands with them. And I tend to think that that was no accident. I think that is what I call a God appointment. So I think you were definitely meant to be promoted by them. And so I have a question, though, about that. Is this your first record label or just your first with them?
No, it is our first record label, actually. We've been doing everything independently up till this point.
So what is the benefits, then, of being on a record label as from an artist perspective as opposed to being independent?
Well, definitely the radio promotion aspect helps, like being on here with you this morning. And just having somebody who's going to be in your corner, you know, and especially people with such integrity. So there's a lot of benefits. That's definitely one of them.
And I heard that if you can talk about this, that you have an exciting new journey ahead of you. Can you share it with us?
We can. We've been kind of keeping it on the hush. Everybody on social media has been asking us, but we are moving to the Nashville area within the next 3 weeks.
I just got my first job over here in Franklin yesterday. Papers are signed. It's official.
I have to lock down a job, and we have to lock down an apartment, and we've got a couple days left here to do that.
But we know God will put it together.
Yeah, our jobs ended where we were at, so we know. And God closed the doors there and is opening the doors here, so we know that it is happening. We'll be up here permanently in a few weeks.
Oh, my goodness. So are the two of you just there together? Is your mom and dad moving down too, or is it just the two of you?
It's just the two of us.
Wow. That is an adventure.
We're all close family.
Very close family. We have such a great foundation back at home,
and we have I've had a best friend there for 11 years, and so we're leaving a big support system, but we know they're only a phone call away, and I'm having everybody get like Southwest credit cards so they can get some points
fly up and see
and visit all the time.
And now your father's going to have to find another piano player.
It's a new thing for everybody involved, but we all have a piece about it. They do too. They've watched God open the doors up here, so we know that, you know, if he's
really ordained every step.
Yes, and he'll continue to do so. So
that's exciting, though.
It is exciting, scary, and exciting.
Well, you know what, TJ, he has a real estate background. I'm sure you already know that, but I'm sure he'll help you find a nice place to live and a nice apartment. And what kind of job did you get?
I got a job at Orange Theory Fitness, so I've been working for gyms for pretty much my whole life since I was 17.
Oh, wow.
My whole working life, so I really just enjoy it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so once you both get jobs and you're settled, what is the first thing that you would like to do or go see once you get settled there? Do you have a bucket list of things like, well, when we get there, we have to do this, 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 and this? What is it about Nashville?
Well, I mean, I want to be friends with Reba. We've done a lot because we've been up here. I mean, we did our album up here last year, so we've done a lot of the touristy stuff. We really honestly want to plug into a church and start doing worship stuff, and we want to meet, making connections. We really want to get connected with people so we can also have that support system up here. But my sister also wants to go hiking. She wants to take up hiking.
Well, I have to. I'm kind of a beach bum at home, so I need to find out what I can do over here.
We have no beach.
We have no beach. So I'm thinking hiking and waterfalls. So I guess that's the only other form of, I guess, beach alternative I have.
Well, and you can also explore Memphis and Dollywood and Pigeon Forge.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so many cool places.
We love Dollywood.
Did you go?
We went to Dollywood. We went a few years ago with family for vacation, and we had a blast. We made my mom get on a roller coaster. We told her it wasn't a roller coaster, and it was really fun.
We got in trouble afterwards. She enjoyed it.
She had fun. But, we will go there again. We will bring friends there. That'll be the fun part, is we'll explore and then find our favorites and bring all of our friends everywhere with us.
And maybe one day you'll perform at Dollywood.
Oh,
that would be
really
cool. We would love that. Absolutely.
I could definitely see you doing that. Did you perform in venues like that in Florida?
I'm trying to think of, like, the most unique stuff we've done. We've done stuff probably similar to that. Not, like, Disney World, but similar events we've done. And I won American Idol, the Disney version of American Idol that they have there, and actually got to open for Jars of Clay 1 year. So that was probably the closest. That was fun. But we do a lot of churches and a lot of big events like that in Florida. And
I was going to
ask.
You about that. So how you've opened for some pretty impressive artists, and you even sung the national anthem. Can you tell us about that? I mean, that's a huge, huge honor to be asked to sing the national anthem.
Yeah, when I was 16, there was a national contest held in Daytona Beach for the national anthem, and I had no idea that I would, like, went in there with a cold, didn't think I'd ever win, and ended up winning. And it was for the, what was at the time, the Winn-Dixie 250. I think it's now, like, the Jalapeno Subway. Like, it changes every year. It's the qualifying for the Daytona 500. But ever since then, my sister auditioned as well, and it got her foot in the door, and we both have sung there. I mean, we've both sung on TV several times, and we've sung at big races, small races there. They're amazing. The Daytona International Speedway, they're just incredible people there. They always treat us amazingly well, and we've absolutely loved singing the anthem there. It's opened doors for singing anthem other places, and it's a good thing to have on your resume there. So, yeah, that's been an incredible thing.
So you both sang the national anthem at different times individually?
Yes, we don't usually sing it together. At least at the Speedway. We'll sing the anthem together at, you know, smaller venues or other places. It kind of just depends. But at the Speedway, there's usually one mic. We tried it once, and there was another mic, and it was an interesting echo. So at the Speedway, we definitely sing it separately.
Came out at different times.
Yeah.
So it made it a little more difficult.
Yeah, it's a little difficult to do two people at the Speedway. But other places, we can sing it together, we do, but they're new.
And what about Jars of Clay? How did you get to open for them? That's amazing.
That was during Night of Joy at Disney, and it was at Hollywood Studios, and that's where the American Idol thing was held. And then they surprised us. I didn't even want to do it. My friends, like, made me do the competition because I was like, no, I want to go on rides. But I ended up winning the first round and then had to stay and be in hair and makeup for the second round later that night. But Mandisa, they surprised everybody, and Mandisa was there. So she announced the winner, and she is an incredible person. She just really is. She has an amazing heart. And then when I won, they put me on a stage, and I got to open for Jars of Clay. So I actually sang the song. I sang a Kelly Clarkson song, like that was from the pick. So it was just American Idol all around. So that was an amazing experience.
I love Kelly Clarkson too. She's one of my favorites.
she's got a voice.
And did you ever hear her sing with Reba? Oh my God!
Yes.
Those I know. I love them too. I love them, and I love
They're
Reba
great.
As well. In fact, some people have said in my past that I look like they thought I look like Reba. That was in her big hair days. In the 80s and 90s. I think it was in the 90s.
In the
80s. I used to have big hair too, but that's funny. But no, I love them, and I love those two together too. They really harmonize well together too. They're awesome.
They do.
Mhm. And they perform together too.
Yes, that was the one concert I didn't go to was when they were touring together. I was so upset. I've been
That's
to like
amazing.
Every other Reba concert, but that one I missed. But yeah, no, they're awesome.
Well, do you get nervous still or no?
I think at first, and it really just depends on the venue as well. I think for our televised races at the Speedway, we get a little bit nervous. But the more we do it, the more comfortable we've become.
And with us, both of us, it's like almost like the bigger the crowd, the less nervous we are. Like when we feel like we
really?
Have like a crowd, yeah, a crowd behind us. And especially when we do things together, like when we're singing separately, we might get a little more nervous. But when we're together, it's
funny. Prior to getting on stage, we like look at each other and we're like, oh no, there's a lot of people out there. And then right when we're on stage, we're just okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's how you know that's your destiny and where you're supposed to be when you find that level of comfort, when you feel at home on the stage and you're singing and your song and everything. I think that's how you know this is your calling in your life and that you're in the right place. How do you prepare for an event or a concert like that? Is it different for a television show, or how do you prepare for an event or a concert?
Again, it would depend like where we're playing, whether or not we're doing like more worship stuff, because we'll do worship stuff for youth and women's conferences. But when it comes to when we're actually doing a concert, we'll prep different songs. So it's kind of just depends, but we practice a lot is really what I'm trying to get
uh-huh.
to. Is our band, we've had a great band. We have to find a new band up here in Nashville, which I'm sure won't be too hard. At least that's what we've heard. But our amazing band in Florida, we get together with them usually once a week because we're all really busy. So we'll get together before an event, like the week before an event, and just practice for hours. And as I said, it depends on where we're at, what we're playing. But we try to do, no matter where we play, even if we're doing a concert set, we always try to incorporate worship in there. Like we'll do maybe like the first 45 minutes, we'll do concert style stuff, some covers, originals. And then like the last half we'll do just have everybody stand and worship with us. So, yeah, that's how we prepare. And we always pray before we go on stage together. We pray at band practices as well because it's not about us. It's not about our talents. God can
touch the hearts of the people.
Yeah, and we pray that God will reach the hearts of the people there.
Exactly. In fact, I pray before I go on air. So before I do my show, same thing. So, you know, I love that. How do you deal with the pressure of the industry? Do you feel, or are you not feeling that yet? Does it not bother you, or?
I don't
feel like
we're feeling it fully yet. I feel like maybe when we're up here more, we'll end up feeling that. But we both actually do pretty well under pressure. And our dad has always just instilled us to keep our eyes on Jesus and
God, even as we're making this transition. As you know, we haven't seen everything come into line right now, but we are trusting in God that He will put everything together for us.
And you know He will. I mean, He just
He always does.
Always does.
Tends to be
hour.
The 11th hour, but He does.
Sometimes the 11th hour thing.
Yeah.
I can relate to the 11th hour. But He does come through because He sees us, right? And He does. He knows what we need. And I just I love the 11th hour thing because it's so true. We have to hang on. Well, it's a test of our faith. You know, we hang in there to the end, and he'll come through for us. What are the main goals or visions that you both have for your career, both together and individually? Do you ever? I don't want to say butt heads, but do you ever feel like one may feel like you're going in one direction, and the other feels like she'd like to go in another direction?
I don't think yet we're there.
Okay.
We both have different. We have different music styles. So that's. But when we end up writing, we write the same style. So like we both listen to completely different music. If we're singing solo stuff for fun, Teresa sends. What do you sing more indie like?
I sing a little more indie individually. So.
And I mean, I pretty much sing the same. But when it comes to actually writing and the songs God gives us, it's the same style. Like. So I think, I don't know individually where we'll be. We're kind of just riding the wave that we're on right now. And we're both single, so that helps.
Yes.
Yeah. And keeping
awesome.
Us with this career, so yeah.
Well, wherever you go and whatever you do, I know it's going to be successful and it's going to work out for your family because you are a close-knit family. So it's nothing that's going to interfere, but something that along the lines down the track, it'll change, but you can change and grow together even when you have families. You can incorporate your families in your careers as well, which I think will even add to it. Like I said, I see a Christmas special with the Thomas sisters and their families.
I love that.
I do. I just see that. That's awesome. And I can definitely see you in Dollywood performing. But what are some immediate future projects that you have in the works? Are you able to tell us about those?
I can tell you what we don't have anything on lockdown. So I guess I can throw out some ideas. We're writing for our next album. We'd like to this time release a full-length album rather than just an EP. And we'd like to start recording, you know, this fall, sometime towards the end of the year, we'd like to be recording. So, but we're definitely writing right now, and we are waiting. One of our friends we love writing with, we actually wrote, I think it's the third song on the album, Intercede, with her, Mary Desmond. She's a pop artist, and she's from California.
She's the one that TJ, Kates, and Jill Fenabenez actually interviewed originally.
When we first met.
So we were actually co-writing with her.
But we love every time we sit and together with her, we end up writing something really quickly and it becomes one of our favorite songs. So we're hoping to get her in for a co-write before this, before we start doing our album.
She'll probably help us finish up the rest of these songs we have.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, that's on the horizon. More so than anything. And then after that, touring.
And then you're going to do some touring?
Yes. We'd like to do little stuff anyways as we come up here because we're pretty established in Florida, and we need to kind of go once we get up here settled. We want to, you know, go to Memphis, go Chattanooga, and just tour, do a lot of things at churches and at conferences. So that's the plan. So.
What about state fairs? Do you do state fairs?
In Florida, we've done the Strawberry Festival in Plant City. But we're not opposed.
I could see you at state fairs as well. You draw a huge crowd at state fairs. That's I love that. How can listeners follow you or purchase your new CD? Where can we find you?
You can go to thomassisters.com. Our EP is available on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify.
Google Play. Pretty much anywhere music is sold online. And if they want a hard copy, they can get it off our website that has like our thank you and the EP liner and everything.
And we're also on Instagram. We post on our Instagram story quite often. They're usually pretty spontaneous videos.
And on every Sunday, we do a Sunday song on Instagram and Facebook as well. Facebook is the Thomas Sisters. Instagram is Thomas Sisters Music, and Twitter we have, it's I think just Thomas Sisters as well. We try to keep it pretty simple, but every Sunday night we post a 1-minute song. Whatever's been ministering on to us that week, we kind of just put it out there for other people to listen to as well. We're also on YouTube as the Thomas Sisters.
That's fabulous. And I just want to ask you, because unfortunately our program's winding down for the week and for today, and I was just so excited to have you on. So I wanted to just ask, because I didn't get to delve into it, but do you have a takeaway or any words of wisdom that you would like to share for any new artists that are hoping to break into the music business? How can you inspire them? Do you have any takeaways for them?
Well, I'd say, you know, it's one of those things that's a calling, and it's something that if you're going to go into the music business, you have to make sure you have a firm foundation in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You stay in the Word, you stay in prayer, and then you surround yourself
with the right people,
with people who are going to encourage you and help you, and just always seek discernment and stay humble. It's one of those things. The industry can change quickly.
So stay in the Word and
absolutely,
and keep that relationship with Christ.
Put that first, and everything else will fall into place.
Like that country song, "Always Be Humble and Kind." I love that song.
Oh, that Tim McGraw song. That's a great song.
I love that song, but isn't it true? It's truth.
It's very true.
Just always be humble and kind. Well, on that note, unfortunately, like I said, our time's up for today's program. But Tiffany and Teresa, thank you both so much again for taking the time out of your busy touring and event schedules to be here with us this morning. I am certain that with your genuine hearts and your service for the Lord and your natural talents, that the Lord will doubly bless your careers and your ministry outreach in the coming years too. And I'm just going to speak that truth into your beautiful spirits right now in the name of Jesus. And speaking of the name of Jesus, would you mind if I closed out our program in prayer?
No, not at all. That would be great.
Awesome. Well, Lord, I just want to thank you for the honor and the privilege you have given me in this last hour to promote your word and your music through the hearts and the talents of your servants, Teresa and Tiffany Thomas. They're amazing women. Lord, we ask that you watch over and protect them, give them wisdom and discernment to the path and future that you have set before them, both as individuals and together, as they seek to serve you. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you are about to do through them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you again. Well,
thank you. This has
been so great. Thank you so much. If you've been inspired by the hearts and talents of the Thomas sisters like I have and would love to find out more about their music and their ministries, you can visit their website at www.thethomassisters.com, or for links to articles, music, videos, and pictures, to www.thethomassisters.com/presskit. Teresa and Tiffany are also available, as they said, to minister in concert, testimony, the Word, praise and worship, Christian music, originals at your church, revival services, conventions, women, youth, and young women or young adult ministries, and special events. For bookings and information, you may call 386-793-4653. And I'll repeat that. You may call 386-793-4653 or like the Thomas Sisters on Facebook and send a private message. Don't forget to purchase your copy of their latest EP, Love Chased Us and I See You, on the Nashville, with Nashville Entertainment Weekly record label. Ladies, is that correct?
Love Chase Me. No, you're fine.
I just want to make sure I got that right. And it's available now, so you can just go to iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Amazon, just to name a few. On social media, you can follow the Thomas Sisters on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, respectively. The Up to Me magazine show will be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. So mark your calendars and meet me here at the Gabby G Cafe. And on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire cast of Up to Me Radio, this is Gabby G saying take 5 this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me moment. Then come back to share it with us, because you know what? It's your life, your moment. It's up to you. Take us out, Mel D, with our fabulous theme song, Wake Up, by Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band.
It's up to me. to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you to do the perfect too.
And let the life media hear to share the love through little life experience. And let the life media
boom, Jocelyn, let no man hurt. Sing no.
But let us have this little conversation. We can sit down by the river and reason as brethren. Sister, your queen and king belong to the river. So tell me why we're all killing each other. Busted and fighting, so much trouble. We need to change it on these doubles.
Let your love, I think, wake up. Can do this no longer, me.
Your life is full of hurt.